This was done on February 4th, before payday.
January 27, 28, Bert said, are there more than six forms of quarks? And Ion said, there's more. And then Ion whispered, there's more. There's more. So, how many more are there, Ion?
That number hasn't even been determined yet, is how many more there are. See, because you got to understand, you get what a quark is? Quark is?
I knew it.
Get that. But the reason it's important is because when you figure that a little bit, then you have to know that it's a slide, meaning it's things there is no, you have to be able to embrace the construct that there is no time. Okay? Because when there's no time, then the quark won't matter no more. Quark won't matter no more.
Well, as far as I know, the quark is just a, like an up, down, in, out, back, forth type thing, which implies time, a time definition. But
basically, yes.
Right.
Basically.
But if you're saying the number hasn't even been determined, but then you say in the next breath that they're all going to be gone, then we shouldn't even need to bother about them. Is that correct?
Well. It's a little more than that. It's a little bit more than that. And what a little bit more is, is the quarks will be used to gauge your position of no time. That's how you'll know that there's no time. And so there's going to be, if the number is too great, the number is huge. It's voluminous because they're still becoming, because they are. So we could give the number, but if they don't attach or connect to you, then they're not yet. So it would be wrong or inappropriate, or what do they call it? They call it, what do they call them? Other kind of facts. They're different kind of facts. What do they call them? The truth is one thing, and then there's other kinds of truth. No, they don't call them lies.
A lie is a truth that hasn't happened yet.
No. Kellyanne calls them aggregated truth, or another form of truth. It's another form of truth that you don't know about that truth yet. It's another form of truth that she got quite famous that she called it something else. It was great.
So I'll just put this business about quarks aside. And so it's required to look at time.
It's going to be used to verify or validate that there is a time on Earth is no more. See, that's the whole rub, because even in the Bible it says soon, in the beginning of Revelation it says that soon, now that gives time right there, soon there'll be a time on Earth when time shall be no more. So you see the quandary there really, really quickly after about 1 second. It's kind of like, well, wait a second. There's already no time. Why is there going to be time? How will we have time to know that there was time to be no more time? Time. It's kind of trite, but even so.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Okay. So the quark is a timed world particle as they have it now.
No. It's not a timed world particle. It is the what you're going to use to prove soon that there is no time, because they already don't understand what they are, because they can go before or after or above or everything else a rabbit can do to a stump thing already. They're already aberrations now.
Yeah, you said so they couldn't understand. They could not understand what they are.
Correct.
And when they accept there's no time, they'll say, oh, that's why the quark acts oddly.
That's what the quark is the representation of placeholders. Placeholders, that's a good word, placeholders. You like that word.
Like time and space is a placeholder, a castle is a placeholder. Are they quarks?
Maybe. No, but there'll be representations, metaphors. Callan loves those metaphors.
Right, so they will, once they transition to no time using the quark, they won't use the quark anymore?
Correct, it won't be necessary.
So it's the last barrier, the last placeholder.
Step. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cal?
That's a good way to say it.
Does that help, Cal? Did I clarify it?
She said, yes, it was clear as mud, Bob. Thanks for calling. Clear as mud.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I'm trying to find something that I don't have to research.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
Roxana noticed in the White House when Trump signs his bills, it was Roxana or somebody, there's the Statue of Liberty head with rays behind him in the White House. Is that always there, or did he put it there?
He put it there.
Right. And what does he mean by it?
New York.
No, La Boulaye.
He likes La Boulaye, knows about him?
No, he knows that it's a pattern of remembrance. Pattern of remembrance. Because he knows that, you notice he's divesting himself, he is going to be able to know that the Statue of Liberty is going to be the only thing that has, that's, the, it's not Ellis Island, by the way, it's next to Ellis Island.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be the only thing visible.
Right, because the big toe will be covered with water, remember?
Right. Mm-hmm. So he knows that because he listened to us, or what's he relying on?
He knows it.
How did he get to know it?
Somebody told him.
Yeah, you know what, Carol? 53rd Street was the limit of the flood. So he knew that, so he wanted his building on the 53rd Street. Correct, Ion?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and he's known that for years.
He's absolutely known it. He has. And if you notice his holdings, he is tracked it on the other side, to the safe side of the Mississippi. Because while some people are trying to figure out our words and what we say, other people are busy making positions so they can have good business because of it.
After. Right. And so he's done something on the west coast side of the Mississippi?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, built something, whatever.
No, just made options, took options on positions.
Right. Why did he believe the source? What source did he have?
Somebody told him. Everything else has been true.
That the person who told him?
Yeah. Well, and it's from us, but they knew it. He knew it. He knows.
He knew it from before. Did he get it from an oracle, a psychic?
From us. Somebody, an advisor, listens to us.
The water thing, that would have been 2009, 2010, and the battle over 53rd was since then. So someone told him way back then.
Let me tell you why it's beautiful, because what it does is shifts the responsibility, so you can now know that the information source is pure. So that's what he's trying to work out. If he can get that worked out, we're in like Flynn.
We're in like Flynn?
Both.
Right, but he's trying to find out whether Ion's telling the truth or not. How will he find that out?
Well, so far everything has been the case. Everything's been the case, true. So he's going with it.
So this advisor said, as was listening to us, told Trump, but Melania didn't know about RNA drops. That's found by Ivanka through other means. Nothing to do with the guy who knew about the building and what Ion had said about the flood.
That is correct. That is correct. If somebody falls out of favor, we can't stop the flow of connection. Somebody falls out of favor, you can't stop the flow of connection.
The connection of other people to the guy who fell out of favor?
Our access. We can't forfeit our access.
Oh, if someone falls out of favor with you, you're still connected to them.
Correct. We have other ways.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So has Trump put together that his friend told him to, 53rd Street 7 years ago or something? Does he now realize that's the thing that brought the drops?
No. He hasn't connected that yet. That's okay.
Does Ivanka know it? No. Yeah, they don't. They haven't connected in their own knowing.
They're in the bliss of it all at this point, Bob. You see, I mean, it's pretty heavy duty.
The bliss of what they're doing as in the White House, you mean, as president?
Yeah. Yes.
And the bliss of the drops?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Carolyn. Okay, I have another Trump thing. There's this fact-checker site. Somebody.
They're called alternate truth, Bob. They're alternate truth.
Well, this person says Trump said this, and then they prove that it's wrong. Like the New York Times, their subscription is going up. But the problem is the fact-checker believes the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's why Kellyanne called that alternate facts.
Oh, the fact-checker. So the basic thing is Trump's always going to win. No matter what they say, he killed somebody, they'll prove he killed it, and he'll still fucking win, right? That's what you're telling
us. Right. That's right.
So ignore it.
And that's sort of what we said. That's what we said all along, actually.
Yes, that's right. Right. No, I remember that. And so the point is that ignore all the news about Trump and enjoy his putting them down, because he's always going to be a winner.
It's good, and that's why it's so hysterical, because it's funny if you really look at it, because it's kind of hysterical, because the very mainstream is no longer the stream of Maine.
The mainstream
is no longer the stream of Maine.
Yeah, some of the bloggers, they have different words. The Wayne stream, you know, they put down phrases, versions of mainstream. The waning stream, things like that.
Yeah.
Ion, you said at one point, the 21st century is when everything changes. We will go into that fully. So I guess there's not much to say there, except that's why Bob keeps plaguing you, asking you about, now what's happening, Ion? Now what? So, is there anything to tell us today in answer to that question?
Good question.
You've now shifted. You're now starting to shift the mystery figure ground, which is what Bob said a little bit ago. But when he's been saying it, then itch. But now, maybe for the very first time, it's actually starting to sort of apply.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Mystery landscape becoming bigger.
So then alternate facts become true realities.
Mm-hmm. And now, is that what the postmodernists were trying to vaguely allude to?
Yes.
Well, name a few people. Derrida, was he doing that?
No.
Was Baudrillard doing that?
Trying to.
Was Lyotard doing that?
Mostly.
Was Roland Barthes trying to do that?
No.
So Lyotard, he's an art critic, Carolyn. He's an interesting guy.
So a bit of Baudrillard and Lyotard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's Deleuze and Guattari, psychiatrist guys. They're very popular.
Nah, they're lost. They're socialists. The socialists.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, the socialists.
So they miss that.
The socialists say they miss that, so they're trying to fit it into the socialist realm, which it never fits, you see.
Yeah, they're trying to fit McLuhanism back into... Now, did McLuhan get it, the way we're talking about here?
No, he did not.
Did James Joyce get it? No, he did not, right?
The reference. He got the reference.
Lewis got the closest.
Did
T.S. Eliot get the closest?
The 50-50. You throw them both in a sack, you couldn't tell the difference.
Lewis and Eliot. Okay, they remain friends all their life.
Okay, fine, Bob.
So not many postmodernists, Ian, that are known.
No.
Are getting
there aren't many postmodernists, period.
And it's like vegetarians. They think they're everywhere, but they're not.
Yeah.
Okay, July 6, 2009, you mentioned something about magnetic lava. And the question is, is this why Maui is special?
Yes.
And does it relate to pressures and pulses, this magneticness?
Most certainly.
And
has Maui always been special, or it became special in the...
It became special? Yep.
When?
Before we got
after
here?
After you got there.
So that's why Paley got upset?
Yes, hell yes.
Because
that's why your little friend had to... That's why your little friend had...
had to stop it there. Ion told us back in 2010 that Pele, who's the goddess who runs this Hawaiian stuff, was getting pissed off at the, I don't know, the occupants, the tourism or something. But now we find out it was because we showed up, altering even the deepest levels of archetypal bullshit, just like we're shaking up the 418 group.